Aberdeen, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Kai and Tara Jeans. Beep, 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 yeah. Where are you headed?
Every Thursday at 6:50 and 8:50, hear what happened when Kai and I hit the streets to try to convince a stranger to hop in the Jack Cruiser and share their life story. Here's what happened yesterday when young Matthew from Kelowna let us give him a lift from a bus stop at Broadway and Alma.
Hey!
Beep, 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 yeah!
Where are you headed?
Hey, dude, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm good. Where are you headed?
41st and Fraser.
We'll give you a lift.
Yeah.
If you hop in the car and let us interview you on the way. Here's
sure.
Some stories.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet
Matthew.
You.
Matthew.
Where are you coming from?
UBC.
You a student?
Yep.
What are you taking?
I study engineering physics.
Oh, wow.
Coupled with a major in honors physics and a minor in honors mathematics.
Does this help you with the ladies?
I've got a girlfriend, so.
Yes.
How'd you guys meet?
We went to the same high school. Never actually knew each other, though. And so
at what point did
really
you guys
clashed.
Hook up?
She was actually modeling in Manila.
Oh, she's a model, too!
Yeah.
You have a pretty high IQ and you're pretty smart. Did you know that you had that going for you when you were really young?
I went through years of parent-teacher conferences and interviews of teachers basically just telling my parents that I was kind of a write-off.
You have to work as well, hold down a part-time job so you can go to uni?
Me and my brother now actually sort of have a business where we kind of buy and sell stuff off Craigslist.
Yeah?
Make pretty decent money off
like
that.
What?
Like what?
There's a lot. I mean, I have about $300 in my pocket right now, which was from some recliners we picked up for free.
Quick, mug them! If I asked you what's your most embarrassing moment in your life, does one come to mind?
When I was in the 8th grade, I remember I... There was a girl, one of my friends was at a locker, and I wanted to just, you know, annoy her. So I went to go stand beside her, and I wanted to just go fart right beside her. And so I went to do it and kind of, you know, pushed it out, but nothing really came out, you know, no sound or anything. And so before I went to class, I kind of went to the bathroom to sort of check out what happened. I don't know if you guys know what sharting is.
Oh, we know what sharting is.
All the best, buddy.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, boot it.
Hey! Beep, 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 yeah! Where are you headed?
Yeah, it happens every Thursday at 6:50 and 8:50 and after the show at jackfm.com.
Do you have RBF, also known as resting bee face? Celebrities like Kanye West have it, Kirsten Dunst, Kristen Stewart. It's that look of just, I'm better than you, or I'm kind of bored with this whole situation. Maybe people think you're always angry. This is not only something for women, although a lot of women get pegged with it. For example, if guys are always saying to you, smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Smile.
Is everything
okay? You probably
have
RBF.
Are you mad at me if they say that just off the cuff for no reason whatsoever when you're just sitting there staring at the wall?
Big news this morning, though. Behavioral scientists say they've identified the unique elements that add up to the RBF expression, okay. Resting bee face. They created a software that utilizes a directory of 10,000 human faces, and it's trained to identify facial expressions such as happiness, sadness, anger, fear, surprise, disgust, contempt, and neutral. They discovered that the qualities connected with RBF are more neutral than the average person, which is, I mean, that's kind of strange. But these RBF people have higher amounts of disgust and contempt on their resting faces. So just imagine.
They're two great descriptive words for it, isn't it?
I don't know which celebrity you're going to kind of identify with, but try to get, you know, Kanye West's face, Kirsten Dunst's face, Kristen Stewart's face. And you just kind of have this a slight lip snarl.
Yep.
Slight squinting of the eyes and a burrowing of brows. And even if they're happy, they look bored.
As soon as it says that, as soon as you leave the room, I'm definitely going to talk about you behind your back.
Yes. And the fact is that they might not be like that whatsoever.
No.
But we just have, we put so much stake into people's faces, obviously, right? Especially like, I got a clown happy face, right? You said the other day I look like a clown when I put on lipstick, but I think I have clown eyes. Like, I feel like I'm pretty.
Like you're going to squirt a rose at us or something.
Yeah, like kind of just like fun
shake
loving.
Shake my hand.
Hey.
Whizz, got me.
I'm sometimes smiling when, although I do think with my face. So if I'm upset, like it's quite quite easy to tell on my face.
But I've heard that when you're sleeping, even D-Rock hears you go, pick a card, any card.
Stop it. I want to hear from you this morning. If you think you have RBF, resting B face, what's like life for you? And what kind of situations have you got yourself into?
How does it affect you?
Yeah. Tell us about your feelings. Show us you're a real human being.
Yeah, yeah. Regarding, you know, your face. The eloquent Heather, good morning. You suffering, yeah?
I have the most amazing RBF. I get nailed all the time. Why aren't you happy? Are you okay?
Oh, no.
For me, I think it's just the way my face is shaped. It's very angular. It's very hard. I mean, I've been told I look off even when I'm sleeping.
So, eloquent Heather, through the power of Facebook, I could probably find a picture of you right now.
My current profile picture is that I think it's a minion.
So, since the awareness of RBF has come about, do people mention that to you?
No, I mean it's always been a comment, even from when I was a teenager.
I'm seeing your photo now, and I can see what you mean. You are very stunning and beautiful, but I can see what you mean by the angular kind of look in your eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't bother with the whole plucking and everything else thing. I mean, I work in construction. What's the point? But
you kind of have a look that would suggest that Brooke Shields is looking at you as if she's hated you before she was born.
I won't go that far. That woman is gorgeous.
Well, try to have a good day, eloquent Heather.
Well, you know what? I've been flat on my back for 2 days for getting a cortisone shot in my knee. I'm finally back to work. So, yes, I am happy.
Wonderful.
Life's a bitch.
And apparently so is my face.
Bye, hon.
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Morning, Tabitha. You've been suffering, yeah?
I was just, when I was young, my dad used to always say to me, get that snotty look off your face.
Oh, no, and but it was permanent.
I know, right? And I'd be like, I don't have a snotty look on my face. This is just my face. And I used to get in trouble for it all the time. And then as I got older, I realized it was called bitchy resting face. I was like, oh, okay.
Do you sort of change the way that you rest your face now, or you just can't be bothered? It's just the way you are.
No, I changed it a little bit because I think my dad put it into my head to, you know, as a young kid, that it was kind of a snotty look or a very, and it was just a neutral look. I wasn't even thinking anything. I was just indifferent. It was just neutral, but he always thought I was being snotty or bitchy.
So the scientists say that the qualities connected with RBF can be a slight lip snarl. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
The slightest squinting of the eyes?
Yes, I do have that sometimes.
And a sort of burrowing of brows?
No, not on a permanent basis.
But the eye squinting?
Because of the spring, I don't want the wrinkles.
So you're fighting what's natural.
So you constantly exactly. have a squinty eye that suggests, I'm onto you. I know what you're getting at.
I try to hide it well, but it's something that's been with me since I was a young kid.
Thank you, Tabitha.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Good morning. Do you have resting bee face?
No, actually, I grin like I got hit over the head too many times.
That's right.
But when I was a cashier at Walmart, there was another cashier. He always looked so serious, like his dog just died or something like that. And he actually got talked to by management to be more cheerful. And he came up to me and goes, I look happy, don't I? And I'm thinking, no, not really.
But permanent bee face.
Yeah, yeah. He always looked not angry, but he always looked like his dog just died.
Oh, gosh. That's tough, man.
Yeah, but he felt cheerful.
And he's not looking at his own face, so when he looks in the mirror, he probably smacks a smile on it, does duck lips. You don't ever just look in the mirror like everyone sees you all day long.
Someone comes up to pay for some gum with some reflective aviators on, he catches a glimpse of his own face and goes, bah!
Oh my gosh!
You sad, sorry son of a bee!
I look like my dog just died.
Kai and Tara Jean's worst blank ever.
Phone number 280-JACK.
Worst
financial decision
ever.
Tell him about the Google guy.
I couldn't believe this. I could not believe it. There's a young guy, former Google employee this week. You might have seen it in the news. He's popping online to see what internet domain names are available for purchase. And he stumbles across quite a recognizable one, notably google.com. He purchases that for $12. Do you know how big Google is, TJ? billions and billions of dollars it's worth. So he goes to them and says, no problems, I'll sell it back to you. To which they offer him, was it $6,006 and something for a multi-billion dollar company. And he said, whatever I make, it's going to charity. So they said, no problems, we'll double it to $12,000 and something. Happy days.
What it actually was $6,006.13, which actually spells Google.
Spells Google, right. And they said they'll double it to $12,012.26. A multi-billion dollar company, he had their probably their most important piece of real estate, and he let it go for $12,000.
I'll tell you about my worst financial decision ever, which I realized only recently. I'll tell you that in a second, but first, how about you, buddy?
Bill, what about you? Your worst financial decision ever?
Worst financial decision ever was to get married.
Oh, no. Dude, are you divorced? What happened?
Oh, yeah, I divorced. Well, my ex decided to develop a habit. And so anyways, to make a long story short, cost me, in the end, almost everything we had.
Wow.
What's almost? She kept the cat or something, or...?
Well, no, I kept the kid and I kept the house and then bailed the house out. But we've been divorced for 15 years now.
280-JACK, text 969-007. I think this guy could have made himself a multi-millionaire and just retired, but he sold it for $12,000. What was yours, TJ?
My worst financial decision ever was actually made several years ago when my husband D-Rock and I really quickly bought a minivan because we needed it that weekend. So we weren't really paying attention to some of the fine print of the contract.
That's right.
We signed.
You walked in and said, we're buying a car today. Can we just get this done as fast as we can? And what did they do?
Oh,
to
God,
you?
That makes me sound even stupider. That's pretty much what happened, though. So we found one. He said, here's the price. And then we said, the monthly payment is too high. We're kind of broke. Can we lower this? What we didn't realize was every time he was giving us a lower monthly payment, the total amount repayable was going up. And then just recently, I called the bank to see what the total amount was, thinking that it was...
Thinking that you were paying it.
It was almost done. And then I found out we've only been paying the interest on it, and we still owe $7,000 more than the van is even worth.
Kai and Tara Jean's worst blank ever.
It just hit me. It just hit me.
Worst
financial decision
ever.
That's
genuine tears in the studio. Genuine tears.
It just
tears.
Hit me even worse.
What's your story? We want to hear it. George, what happened with you, my friend?
This is the worst financial decision ever for
Let's
anyone.
Hear it.
What was it, man?
Oh, well, I was building a yacht, sport fishing yacht.
Nice.
And I spent a couple years building it, and then I got someone to finish it. And he stole a lot of money and then moved on to a new boat builder. And he was $200,000 over the estimate, too.
Wow.
And in the end, I was into it for about $900,000 and had to sell it because I couldn't finish paying the guy.
Oh,
and
no.
How much did you sell it for?
$425,000.
Oh, man.
Oh. Lost my house and my wife's car and all her RSPs, everything.
Oh, no.
Man.
And, we all start from fresh.
So what has that been like to start from fresh? How long since that happened?
That was when 2008. So
without being, asking too much of a personal question here, like how far have you been able to come from ground zero?
Well, we have a house with a very large mortgage.
Right.
there would have been no mortgage anymore, but just started a new business and it hasn't been easy and have three kids now.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Was your wife a fan of boats before? Did she ever sort of eye on the
side
of caution?
No, she's never even been. Like I was in it before doing it. I don't know why she married me.
She didn't even want the boat. clearly, she really loves you.
I guess so. But it's all right. I mean, you grow from it and learn. Don't do the same mistake. I'm not allowed a boat for a while now.
I was going to tell my story, which was about in 2006. Or something, my girlfriend at the time, the company she was working for was going public, and they were saying, here's an opportunity to get in at the ground floor. That we've got shares were floating at $1 per share. So I thought, here's a couple of grand, I'll invest, it's going to be great. And within a couple of months, it went from a dollar and now it's trading at about 2 cents a share.
Oh, geez.
So I just threw, it's like just burnt $2,000. Just, you know, it's not as much as what you had, but still.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that story, my friend. It's good to hear that you're at least on the way to recovery.
I wouldn't trade my kids and wife for a boat.
Good point. And I hope not. Jack FM. Tara Jean is known as TJ the BS sportscaster for a very good reason. She knows absolutely nothing about sports. So in the lead up to the Super Bowl on Sunday and River Rock's big football party, we sat her down in front of some Super Bowl highlights and got her to commentate a little harder.
DJ commentates Super Bowl.
It's time for the XX and the L1X Roman numeral sports time. Which one is it? Looks like X-Lax. It's time for the skinny guy. The skinny guy's the quarterback. That's something I definitely...
The kicker.
Oh, crap. The skinny guy's the kicker. Okay, we're on the 50. The 40's on the other side of us. And why is there a 40 on both sides of the 50?
Because the 50's halfway.
Oh. Ooh, there's Tom Brady. I wonder if Giselle's watching from the crowd. I know I'm watching. Hello. Let's see who we got in here on this action time. Connolly, Solder, LaFell, Edelman, and... Holy... What is his name? Hufamanahawawa? Oh, time for a man huddle. All right, I don't know who that guy is, but he's danced around like he's just saved the world. I mean, he's just done something that the other guys are slapping him on the butt for. That's a good thing, I assume. NFL, highest ratio of pot bellies on their athletes. What's up with that? You see that thing? All right, this is the longest I've watched football in my life. Gotta say, these guys consider themselves athletes, but they pretty much just run around for 8 seconds and then walk it off.
DJ commentates Super Bowl.
She does her best, but sometimes her best isn't quite enough.
Nailed it.
Coming up on Sunday, River Rock's big football party. You can get tickets at 8. Just a heads up, this could get embarrassing.
Yep. It definitely will.
Facebook birthday today, 12 years old.
When I heard that news this morning, I immediately thought of my personal history on Facebook. And then I thought, hey, what is my very first Facebook post? So I figured out how to easily kind of shortcut it so you don't have to just scroll back to your first Facebook post. I'll tell you how to do that in a second. But Kai and I have done it, and we're going to share with you now our first Facebook posts. We'd love to hear from you this morning, even if it's a bit later on when you figure it out. 280-JACK is our phone number. Kai?
Were you back on the bandwagon 12 years ago in 2004? Or
no, I didn't join until... It looks to me like it was about 2007 when I joined, but I feel like it might have been earlier.
Me
but
too.
That's as far as it goes back.
You ready for mine?
Yeah.
I sound like a needy teenager. First post.
Yeah.
A beer to the first person who writes on my wall.
Oh, you're desperate.
Bracket. Me writing this doesn't count. Friend Holly Kendall says, make it a large one. Second post. Because it's back when it was is, you know, Kai Tucker is.
Oh, believe that's what mine's all about, yeah.
Kai Tucker is stoked at seeing the white stripes last night, as if anyone cares.
When you get to back to your original post, what you are likely going to find for the majority of us is a ton of these, you know, for me it's Tara Jean Stevens is, and my first post was home. Tara Jean is home.
Because we all care.
And then there's a whole bunch more of those. Tara Jean is working the night shift at News 11:30. I was doing traffic on our sister station at the time.
I don't know if you found this. I found that it's you're communicating with a whole bunch of people I haven't communicated with in probably 6 years.
Yeah, there's lots of interactions back and forth with people when you first befriend them.
Yeah.
Tara Jean is playing poker. Tara Jean is ugh. What was I, 12?
You were just,
We've really matured on Facebook. The first picture that I posted.
You're nearly about to say, Tara Jean is almost going to say, I can't even.
I can't even. The first picture I posted was actually a throwback to a few years before that when I was in theater school. And it's a picture of me and my good friend Chris when we were in mask class. And I had a huge costume on with these gigantic big boobs and a crazy mask. I'll post it on the Jack Vancouver Facebook page. And again, we'd love to hear from you. What's your first post? And real quickly here before we go, the way to really quickly do it is go to your Facebook profile page. not your home feed, but the one that's your profile. And as you start scrolling down on your posts, a pop-up menu appears on the top left. Click on recent and then scroll back to the first year that you were a member of Facebook.
What is the most uncomfortable piece of clothing you have ever worn in your life? Give us a call on 280-JACK. For myself, TJ, it's something that rides up my backside and gives somewhat of a wedgie. Now think for a second what it might be like if a piece of clothing was going to do that intentionally. It is going to happen because Levi's have released the Wedgie Fit, TJ. It's a high-waisted throwback to the way that girls were wearing vintage Levi jeans, and they are now on sale. So put yourself back there for a second. Imagine you're in the 80s. You've got some high-waisted jeans that are just really riding on up there. They're supposedly said to hug the hips, lift the cheeks,
and make your butt look better.
Really amp up your booty. To the point where you almost want to be just plucking them out all the time. They are the wedgie fits. They will never go away and be not uncomfortable.
I actually, when you told me this, I thought, is this a joke? Did you just fall for an internet prank?
I don't think so.
I Googled it. It's real.
Apparently, one of the guys who's a senior vice president of Levi's Global Design said it is inspired by the way that girls were wearing vintage Levi's. So they're going to a place like Value Village or something like that and picking out a pair of jeans off the rack and going, these look amazeballs.
I think you're kind of thinking it's 80s, but I think it's more of a 70s look, like how they wore it in that 70s show.
But they're not flared, though. Maybe the high-waisted number like that, but more so in the 80s when it was a bit more tapered at the bottom, but still riding right up there.
What's the most uncomfortable piece of clothing you've ever worn? I think all of us have been there. For me, it was actually a pair of thong underwear that I wore during a show a couple of months ago.
Yeah, you talked about that.
I'm low on laundry right now, so I had to dig through my underwear drawer and pick a pair I don't normally wear.
Ooh, okay. I now
have a thong butt headache.
Can I admit something?
Go on then.
Shortly after I said that, my butt headache got so bad that I went to the bathroom, took off those thong underwear and threw them out and then went commando the rest of the day. Can girls go commando? Well, I did.
I guess so. Did you feel a draft? Did you feel a draft? Apparently these particular jeans, they're very close, almost vacuum packed to the rear end.
This is Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.